Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In 1 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, in the 2nd verse, if any man think that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know it. I don't care what kind of genius you may be purported to be. And if you really do know some stuff, you don't know anything about it compared to what God knows. And compared to what there is to be known about it, for one simple reason, you just hadn't been around long enough. If you've been around 100 years, that's nothing. That's a tenth of one day to God. If you've been around 100 years, that's one tenth of one day to God. Because to Him, 1,000 years is like a day. Or like a watch in the night, like last night. Anybody aware of last night? Can you remember last night?
Yeah.
What last night seems like to you, that's what a millennia passing seems like to God. And His perspective of it is right. His perception of time is right. We just hadn't been here very long. We just don't know much. That's the truth. When He says, my little children, it's not a figure of speech. Verse 3, but, now let's go back to verse 2 because he's drawing a contrast. If any man thinks that he what?
Knows
anything. He knows nothing yet as he ought to know, but, verse 3, but if any man love God, he's drawing a contrast between knowing things and loving God. Contrast. The same is known of Him. Now, known deals with the experiential, not theoretical. Doesn't God know everybody? Not in this sense. No. Jesus talked about there'll come a time when He'll say to different ones, depart from me. I never knew you. Does that mean He didn't know about them? No, He knew about them. But He didn't know them. Why didn't He know them? They didn't believe in Him. They didn't love Him. So He didn't reveal Himself to them. And they didn't experience or know Him. He doesn't reveal Himself to those who are the smartest theologically. You may know multiple languages, Hebrew, Greek, Chaldean, Aramaic, I'm not knocking that. Latin, I'm not knocking that. But just knowing a bunch of stuff will not cause God to notice you or be drawn to you or reveal Himself to you. Because compared to what He knows, what you know is a drip in the bottom of a thimble. Really? I mean, we need to remind ourselves who we're talking about. The Creator of the heavens and the earth, the universe. How long has it been around? We have no idea. They tell us the light traveling to us from the farthest stars, that's just the ones we can see, involve millions of years, billions of light years travel. We have no idea how long. We have no idea what else has gone on or what else. He is awesome beyond description. His knowledge. What kind of power does it take for the gravitational pull of the stars and the planets to sustain them every millisecond? What kind of brilliance does it take to create a human body or a puppy dog? And the flowers and the seas and the mountains. You can believe that all this stuff just popped out by itself if you want to, but don't call it science.
No,
it's a belief. I said it's a belief.
Amen. Right.
None of these folks can prove anything to you that it came in a godless manner. None of them were there. I said none of them were there. Nobody can prove God doesn't exist or God didn't create it. Nobody has. Nobody can. Because He did. You know, saying this is all just, it happened by itself, that's not science. It is a belief. It's a belief. I like my belief better than that belief. I have experience of it in my soul, in my life. The Creator has touched me. And I have touched Him. Hallelujah. You can't tell me I didn't, because I was there when it happened. It's like telling a fellow in a swimming pool doing the backstroke. There's no water in there. There's no water in there. I'm wet.
That's right.
You can't tell me there's no water in there. I'm wet.
That's right.
A man with an experience is never at the expense of a man with a theory. I said a man with an experience is never at the expense of a man with a theory. He said, if any man love God, what happens? The same is known of him. Go with me to John 14. John 14, 21. What does it mean, those that love God are known of Him? It means He reveals Himself to them. We've already gone over this and shown scriptures, but Isaiah, what is it, 45, 15 talks about you are a God who hides yourself. And He's also a God who reveals Himself. He's both. God is hiding Himself from some people on the planet while revealing Himself to others. How can this be? Because some believe in Him and some don't. Some love Him and some despise Him. And that's determining who gets to know more about Him. You can't say, well, God, if you're real, prove it to me and I'll believe in you and love you. That's not how it works. You believe in Him and He reveals Himself to you. You love Him, He reveals Himself to you more. You love Him more, He reveals Himself to you even more. You say, well, I don't believe He even exists. Well, to you, it'll be like there is no God. And it'll be your fault, not His. He said, he that has My commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves Me. And he that loves Me shall be loved of My Father. And I will what? Love him, and I'll do what? I will manifest Myself to everybody? No, to him. Him who? The one who loves Me. How do you know He loves him? Because he does what He tells him to do. I'll manifest Myself to him. Look at the Amplified on that again. He said, whoever really loves Me will be loved by My Father. I too will love him and will show, reveal, manifest Myself to him. I will let Myself be clearly seen by him and make Myself real to him. Would you like God to be more real to you? It's not up to God. It's up to you, to me. You can initiate a greater experience of your Father God. How? By loving Him more. The more you love Him, the more He reveals Himself to you. Does anybody care about this? So if God's been distant and unreal to you, it's entirely your own fault. It's because you've been too preoccupied and care too much about other things instead of Him. Oh, but hallelujah. I mean, since we've been into this series, I've been experiencing Him more myself. I'm telling you, it's been stirring me up. My love for Him is growing and increasing. It's my desire that that happens to everybody in the churches, everybody watching online, everybody. What? That you will love Him more today than you did yesterday. And I'm telling you, when you do that and you draw near to Him, and you can't fool Him, He knows your heart. He knows your heart. And if you really love Him more, you're going to experience the manifestation of His presence in your house, in your bedroom. He's going to show Himself to you. He's going to make Himself real to you. He's going to be more real to you than He's ever been. But it's entirely up to us how far that goes. Just say it by faith. Say, Lord, I love You with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. And I love what You love. And I hate what You hate. I love You. It's a choice. I said, it's a choice. And loving Him means choosing Him over other people and other things. The first commandment He gave was what? You shall have no other gods before Me. And the next couple of verses He talked about Him being a jealous God. And He talked about those that hate Him and those that love Him. What's the first commandment? You shall have no other God. Why would He say that? Why would that be first? Because it is entirely possible. And He knew it would happen with millions on the earth, that they will love something else instead of Him. And that's the big problem. Go with me to 1 John, the second chapter. 1 John 2. It's not for us to judge anybody else, critique anybody else. Remember, that was the previous series, right? We haven't forgotten that one already, have we? But it's for us to judge ourselves. How well am I doing? What do I love? Who do I love? In 1 John 2, verse 15. 1 John 2, 15 says what? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father, and actually that could read the love for the Father, is not in him. Is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world passes away. So if you're loving the world and stuff that's in the world, it's going to be a temporary flame.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.